Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Sweet Unrest. How are you feeling now? Listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sweet Unrest. They are London indie punked and fans of poetry, which is according to both their press release and their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/sweetunrest.
facebook.com/sweetunrestband. Paulie being in step one, Tony nil. Track called How You Feeling Now. We will play more if we get it. I've also got some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Now, this is what we got from Jeff the other week when I said we hadn't. Do you remember?
Yep.
And Jeff says, oh, in fact, let's hear his thing. Oh, my goodness. How did I nearly forget that? I love it.
Yeah.
Jeff says, what's the bare minimum?
Don't know.
One.
Oh, sorry.
Jeff. P.S. Hillary Swank used to be popular here in the US. In Britain, her sister Gloria is probably still popular. Thank you, Jeff. Let's see who's singing again. Hey, I'm so proud of that, you know. It's been on this show for such a long time, but I love hearing it every single time because I like to champion my own genius.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Speaking of genius, and indeed my lack of, thank you to Simon Knott for getting in touch with us last week by messenger. He got in touch with me to say those tracks you played from that new Cherry Red compilation about the recording studio on Holloway Road, they were all recorded by Joe Meek. That was where he lived. That was his house. The famous Joe Meek, who I should have known, and this is terrible, and I'm really sorry to admit this, but if I'd bothered reading the fucking sleeve notes of that thing, I would have known. What a lazy ass bastard. Right, so yes, anyway, the two tracks that we played, one was the classics, can't remember the name of the other band, but the two tracks that we played from the new Cherry Red fantastic collection that's beat on mod stuff from the 1960s, all recorded on Holloway Road in Joe Meek's basement. And thank you, Simon, for letting us know. Right, I would now like to get on with the show rather than half apologising for myself. And what best way to do that? And indeed, there is a Simon Knott connection here as well. We've only heard from the Dark Shadows, Tony.
Cool.
Now, it's been a while. They were, when we first knew them, and this is when we had our show Punk and Disorderly on Pantsfield 1 O'Cock, when they were then called Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows. They later on shortened the name to the Dark Shadows because Bridget herself said, actually, this is a proper band. These girls are not a backing band for me. And Bridget and Ned and Carly have been a band ever since, and it's worked really well. They're a great live act. In fact, a band that I once booked for Hitchin. They now appear to be based back in Sydney again. Bridget had been living in Berlin for a while, but it looks like they're all back in Sydney now. They brought out a maxi EP, which has got two new tracks on it and a number of live tracks on it. It is limited to 300 physical copies on vinyl. But if you go to their Bandcamp page, you will be able to get it electronically via the internet and all that stuff. What is the Dark Shadows Bandcamp page?
TheDarkShadows.bandcamp.com?
It is TheDarkShadows.bandcamp.com. Tony One. Probably the internet one. So off this maxi EP, there's obviously a lead track, and obviously I've listened to it, and I prefer what is effectively the B-side, so we're playing it. This is Sliced.
I'm
You're listening to Mollet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Fez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dark Shadows sliced from the new Maxi EP. Find out more at darkshadows.bandcamp.com. And hello to the band who once upon a time, when they did the gig for me in Hitchin, did then stay in my flat. It was one of the happiest nights of my life. I'd love to say something untoward happened. The most untoward thing that happened was Carly out of the band got up in the middle of the night, came into the lounge. I managed to get a drink, saw me still up, and I ended up doing a secret interview with her behind Bridget's back. That was about the size of it. Right then, great song, by the way. Do check them out, The Dark Shadows. Bandcamp.com. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Well,
what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment, and get in touch. But we haven't had a lot this week. In fact, we've had none this week. But there was one I missed from last week. Yeah, a little bit. But Market Wholesale got in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Market Wholesale.
And then we played them a couple of weeks ago. I think maybe they didn't have a website, because they say, listen to it and we're glad you loved the song. We haven't got much about ourselves out there yet, but we do have a website you can check out, tsua.xyz/market wholesale. Still a work in progress. There you go. So we clearly, I don't, maybe they came from Damn It. I don't know, there were a few bands.
They did come from Damn It, and they are a Manchester ska punk supergroup. And because they've got all of their own stuff going on, they haven't really set something up for this yet, and that was why we didn't have any. I tried to find out more about them. If you type in Market Wholesale to the internet, you just get a load of anoraks for $14.99. It don't really work out the way you planned it.
But yeah, there you go.
From Hegtolo to all of you.
Hegtolo. That is it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Yeah.
Frankie Boyle.
Very well.
Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Haste. The last time we played them, I called Heist, but now I know they're definitely called Haste. I'll explain why after we've heard them. But first, all the way from Rum Bar Records and Hegtolo to Malibu Woo, this is Brad Marino and a great new song. Mate. We've played a few tracks by him before, all the way from Rocking in Rochester, New Hampshire. What is Brad Marino's Bandcamp page?
bradmarino.bandcamp.com.
That BRADMARINO, bradmarino.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Pulled In Internet 1, and this is On The Brink.
Spearmint Clitlick.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Haste and a track called I Don't Even Know the English for Sun Lounger. You'll find out why it's called that in just a second. First of all, what is Haste's Bandcamp page?
Haste.bandcamp.com.
It is H-A-E-S-T, Haste.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 3 for the instead one. They are all the way from Hastings and their music sort of changes a bit. It goes from rough to rough, I should say, but it does vary. They brought out two new EPs. One of them is obviously what this track was from, and I thought when I saw all the titles for the songs on it that they'd done what Revenge of the Psychotronic Man did all those years ago and were quoting from a thing. And Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, every single song of theirs was a quote from Alan Partridge. I don't know whether you remember that.
Ah, right. No.
Which is like, there's a fantastic Scar instrumental that I think is called I Know a Rather Nice Owl Sanctuary. But anyway, right, this one, I Don't Even Know the English for Sun Lounger. All the tracks are named after things that people have said in their van.
Oh, right.
Nothing to do with the songs themselves. So even though I listened really carefully, I could not hear them say at any point during that song, I don't even know the English for Sun Lounger. They're really good. And the press release for them said, oh, they're a bit like this band, this out, this band, a bit like this band. There are aspects on one of the songs on it really does sound like Alien Sex Fiend. But anyway, that makes me as bad as everyone else. People don't have to, there doesn't have to be a comparison between a band and other bands so you understand them. Just listen to the band and like them. That's what I say.
Right.
Controversial? Maybe. Haste, H-A-E-S-T .bandcamp.com. Did you do anything last week?
It was one of them weeks. It was work related mostly, I think. Everyday work. Office problems. I've got to, I walked one day. I thought I'm going to get some exercise in.
Madness. It's all right on the way there, Tony. It's the way back, isn't it?
It's all downhill on the way there. It's fine.
It's all downhill on the way there, yeah.
40 minutes. It was great. Got to the office.
Heating. 5 hours back.
But the heating wasn't working and the Wi-Fi wasn't there. It wasn't working.
Oh, bloody hell.
So I came home. So my day went from worse to worse. I didn't think I'd slept much that night. It's been a real bad week. I mean, I think it's just the work.
That sounds a bit shonky to me, Tony.
I say, well, you know, because I was talking about all of things, yeah. Sublets and sub. I think that is starting to appear. It's going to piss me off because I don't know who to talk to. Because like, I've got the guy that I was kind of contract with. I've got the guy I did the agreement with, and I've got a completely different guy who owns the fucking floor, who has their own Wi-Fi. It's doing me head in. And it's not the time. But apart from that,
are dongles still around?
Well, you can get 5G routers now, and they're about £50 a month. So I am about a week away from just getting my own internet.
Right.
And
telling
them to fuck off. Or I might have to do it. But the problem is, I was promised it was included. You know,
of course.
It's like, Prepare.
It's an office. You expect it, don't you?
Exactly. And that was that. We had someone do a second viewing of the house, which is the first time we've had that. Nope. They brought about three or four people with them. That sounds promising. And then band practice today. I arrived with one song, Asterix arrived with two, and then we wrote one. So we've got four songs ready for the next recording, which then that hopefully will be 12, and that will be an album, and then it'll be done.
Good length, isn't it, 12?
12's right. I think we might do a few more, just in case some of them, we can pick the best 12. But I think
most
12's...
bands do that, don't they? Most bands will have, they won't have the bare minimum, they'll have as many as they can, and they'll settle on the best 12.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So we might have a couple more by the time we record. We could probably be more like Easter now.
It'll be going, I know.
Your mouth
will be so full of chocolate you won't be able to do backing vocals.
If only. I was tempted because we went to the shop the other day. Obviously the Easter eggs are out. I was tempted to get one. Of course they are. I was going to get a little mini eggs one, but I thought I didn't want it in the end. They've been up since Boxing Day.
Have they?
Yeah. Anyway, how was your week?
I tend to miss out the confectionery when I go shopping. And my entire last week has basically revolves around watching the TV. So, as you know, I am a fan of Traitors. Uh-huh. And that keeps taking a turn. But I'm getting a little bit annoyed about it because it seems like the people that make the show try and make it harder for the Traitors every week. They can't just settle on... right, this is what they do, this is what you do as the faithful. If you haven't watched it, I'm sorry about this, but anyway, as far as I'm concerned, if the Traitors are doing a good job, leave them to it. It's called Traitors, it's not called faithful. They're supposed to be the ones you're helping, not hindering. Anyway, that's that. Then you may have seen yourself, I did a Facebook post about a film that caught my attention last Friday called I Don't Want to Be Born. which I didn't realise was better known than I thought it was.
I've never heard of it.
It's about this woman that refuses the advances of how it's described in the thing. It's refuses the advances of a dwarf who then puts a curse on her. She then has a massive baby that gets inhabited by the dwarf, possessed by the dwarf. Right, and she spends the rest of the film trying to get rid. And you know what? It's an all-star cast. There's some really, really well-known people in it, including Donald Pleasance and the main character, played by Joan Collins.
Right? Christ.
It's utterly shit. I really enjoyed it. So there's that. Then there's the fact that I saw Joe Biden's farewell addresses, in which he tried to claim responsibility for every single good thing that's happened in the last 4 years. I found that a bit of a stretch. I've been watching Forest draw against Liverpool and today beat Southampton, rather controversially, because it should have been 4-1, but a goal wasn't allowed by Anthony fucking Taylor, the worst ref in the world, who hates us. And then he got close, and that was a bit... But anyway, we're joint second. I can't be angry with that. And the last thing I'd like to say, I did a bit of research. You know, I was on about the Tesla vehicle that was blown up.
Yeah.
But wasn't, because it's such an amazing thing. I didn't know, but someone was arrested in Manchester for owning one because they're banned in the UK. Did you know that?
No, I saw the same article and it was, it's not roadworthy, is it? So I didn't know that at all.
It's roadworthy. Do you know why? Did you read up?
No.
Problem with the accelerator.
Really?
the accelerator pedal. And I couldn't work out whether it was making them go too fast or not working. But anyway, they're not allowed in this country. So, people in America, not only do we not have guns everywhere, but we haven't got Tesla tanks everywhere either, because they're clearly not safe. Right. Oh, and one other film that I watched last night, Eastern Promises. You ever seen that?
No.
Directed by David Cronenberg, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, here comes horror. It's not. It's a thriller starring Viggo Mortensen. He's one of the main people in it. Again, it's a film that I think was made in the UK with BBC funding, amongst other things. Really, really good film about the Russian mafia, basically. But there's quite a lot of Viggo Mortensen nudity in it, and you do see his knob.
No.
I was relatively impressed. But, you know, I wasn't really surprised that Viggo Mortensen was pretty hung, to be honest. Right then. From the vaults... So I can't remember why I looked up this band, They're called the Gym Slips. I don't think we've ever played them before. Did some research. Again, I can't remember. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole, I think. I found them. Right, and I just thought they were brilliant. Really, really liked them. Did some research and found out that they are regarded probably as the first ever oi band. They're from the East End. First ever girl oi band, should I say. They did 5 field sessions. And they're really good, but they never really got where they should have gone. You know, some bands just don't get any luck, do they? They never got as far as they should have done in the early 80s. This song, I reckon, sums them up the best. They call themselves the Reenies. Now, the reason that as in their gang, not the band of the Gym Slips, but they call themselves the Reenies because the Reenies were the girl version of the Ronnies, who were what the mods called themselves in London in the 60s. So they were the Reenies, right? All works itself out. Long and the short of it is, they haven't got a website.
Right, okay.
There's nothing you can do to find them. It will remain Tony 3, probably an Internet 1. And this was the first track on, I think, the only album ever brought out. And this is Reenies. You're listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed, sweet Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gym Slips, Reenies. I'm afraid the only way you can really find out more is to do your own research. You will find them. Gym Slips is GymSlips. Right then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. La-la-la-la. I've got a lot.
Have you?
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Does that be in the UK? Let me know your gigs. It's popular. I'm overwhelmed.
Brilliant.
I've got 3 gigs this week.
Sweet.
And a confusing question, which we may be able to work out. First up, obviously most importantly, this week, the 25th, which is this Saturday, in Wigan, there's the Punk Fest number 9. Ooh. The best of the Punk Fest, if you want my opinion. Featuring Wolf Bites Boy, Boilermaker, Apocalypse Babies, The Hate, The Deployed, and Vicious Bishop. This is the Boulevard, which apparently is a good venue. Never been, will be going. Kicks off at 3 p.m. £15 on the door. Six bands, six quality bands, all done and dusted by 8:30. So, if you're in the Wigan area, and you know, everyone loves Wigan. Do come check it out. We'll be on about 10 to 6. It's Chris Wigan.
The car thing?
Maybe. Yes. If we are.
I mean, I've got no plans. I might be up for that.
I'll let you, it's early. I'm waiting to find out when we've got to go because it's 3 p.m. start. I'm guessing we've got to leave about 12.
But, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, do.
Should be a good night. Good night. Good afternoon, rather. So we're playing that. On the same day, Iron Mike's been in touch.
Egg Tolo Iron Mike.
And he says, Egg Tolo Quattro Tonaggio.
Quattro.
Quattro. Hope you're doing well. And he says, right, this Saturday, the 25th of January, the same day, the Queen of Spades in Boston. It's the Boston...
Lincolnshire.
Massachusetts,
yeah.
Lincolnshire. Boston Original Bands Initiative. Bobby presents as Aubrey Eels and the Baron, Cherry Holt, Hound and Crash Induction.
And I have to say that Aubrey Eels and the Baron is a really good laugh act, and we played them last year, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah. Might have been last year, might have been the year before.
Right, okay.
They are fun.
Six quid in the van, £7 on the door. And he says maybe one day we'll get on the same bill as the babies. Hopefully, Mike. I would love that. I'd love that because I did say to my last time I've seen him, I'd like to see. Now he's singing for the Crash Induction.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since the Change Singer, so it'd be nice to see him.
Well, I'm sure when they're doing a Northampton gig, they can maybe get you on.
That's what I thought. Let us know. I mean, yeah, we're pretty open. And on the same day, Psycho Mark got in touch.
Egg Tolo, Psycho Mark.
He says, Egg Tolo, this is Tony. Hope you're well. Got a gig for you. So this Saturday, the 25th of January, Punk for the Homeless is their 15th birthday gig at the Sumac Centre.
At the Sumac,
loads of bands on. I'm not reading them all out, but the Misspelt's playing and also Julie's Dead's playing.
Right. So why is Mark? So who's Mark drumming for then?
That's the confusion. So I don't know if this because obviously Nottingham to Lincolnshire, pretty easy. So I don't know. So he says it starts at 2 p.m. Blah blah blah. Gig's £5. So maybe they're on first. Maybe they're on first, and then they'll go to Lincolnshire later because it's a magical place.
It is a magical place.
So I don't know. So
I'll run away for a day and a half.
That's the that's the confusion because it could take a while to get to Lincolnshire.
Yeah,
Lincolnshire. It's all the hobbits. So I don't know. So if you are in the Sumac containment area,
Area, so if I don't go to Wigan, I'm going to that.
There you go.
Yeah,
there's loads of bands. I think like 12-13 bands. It must be an old so it's not on his list. Julie's Dead and it ends with the Misspelt. So I don't understand, but yeah, so there's three completely separate gigs. Two of the gigs feature Mart in two different places. So
yeah, and you know, if you're not on that late in Wigan and you come back straight away, I could go to that one as well.
There's not a chance in hell.
So I could do two gigs of the night as well. For goodness me.
Could do.
How exciting.
Yeah. And that is it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
It's a rootin' tootin' twofer.
Tired just thinking about it.
Speaking of twos, here's two songs in a row now. Look at that, smooth, isn't it? Stay tuned for No Valentine, but first, a band we haven't played before called Clean Lines. We have played them before. A Seattle rock and roll supergroup with a new EP out called Nuisance. We have played them before. We played them just for Christmas, I think. What is Clean Lines' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Clean Lines Band.
Oh, well done. Yes, it is. Facebook.com/Clean Lines Band. Did you know that already?
Nope.
Is it a guess?
It's a guess.
Did I accidentally give something away? I don't think I did. Anyway, facebook.com/cleanlinesband, making it Tony Four, pulling the internet one. Stay tuned for No Valentine. This is In the Way. You're listening to De Zorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was No Valentine, a track called American Refugee. I think it would be fair to say That is a demo rather than the finished product. They are punk and grunge, formerly of New York. Got a brilliant, brilliant email from the lead singer last week because she's now moved to, guess where?
Lincolnshire.
Nearly. Mallorca.
Oh,
I don't know why she's got a Palmer. Anyway, she's in the capital of Mallorca, Palma. Great city, actually. Hope she's having a good time there. And I imagine we'll get more from them as they get going. I think that's the first song she's brought out with the latest version of the band, which are, for all intents and purposes, a Spanish band, I suppose. Yeah. What is No Valentine's Bandcamp page?
NoValentine.bandcamp.com.
It is. NoValentine.bandcamp.com. Make it 25, Paul, of the Internet One. You're thrashing me this week. Speaking of this week, are you doing anything? Other than what you've already told us
about. That's it, really. Just work as it is, and then band practice. No gig on Saturday, and it's the first practice for the wedding band on Sunday, the 26th. Right. So then we're doing that in the afternoon, as you imagine. So I'm writing down a cheat sheet for the songs. There's about 17 songs, so I'm writing them down, and I got about halfway.
How's the cheat sheet work?
So I write verse, chorus, bridge, and then I write the chords down, and then I kind of going to write the structure, so, you know, verse, chorus, whatever it might be.
Because I
know the song, but I just don't know what chord
verse,
to go
verse,
to.
Verse, chorus, bridge, Cuthbert, Dibble, Grump.
Exactly. So I'm doing all that and cursing some of the more complicated songs.
I wouldn't do them.
Well, maybe it was, I'm looking forward to doing Gay Bar.
I'm saying is Achy Breaky Heart is only two chords.
We're doing National Express by Divine Comedy, and the tab said it's only DC. I'm sure it's not.
Sweet.
And it bloody not. It's like a D6 8 minus 7.
That's the thing about the Divine Bloody Comedy. It looks easy, but it's not.
Bloody isn't. So that one.
I've pinned that one on.
I think that's where I stopped writing.
I just say I'm not doing it. Or just say what you did last night. I'm turning myself down.
Mime it.
Yeah,
I'll go to the bar for that one. You don't need two guitars for that song anyway. So
right, well, that's you out of it, isn't it, straight away.
Exactly. So that's my week. What are you up to?
Well, I'm going to continue writing my latest Snotbeard story. Very, very pleased about that. And it's nearly done. I'm nearly ready for the next one. In this one, he meets the bunged up serpent. And in the next one, he's going to come into contact with the Barbary Pirates, who aren't the Barbary Pirates that you might know. They're a bunch of hairdressers in the ship.
Right.
But anyway, also, I'll be watching what happens with Donald Trump with interest, because if social media is anything to go by, the world is about to go to hell in the handcart, and I can't help thinking it's already there, really. It's like, I don't see how we can make it much worse, but we'll see. And I'm also going to be continuing to tell you about my over 50s chair exercise I've started doing.
No.
It's really funny. Anybody watching me must think I'm an absolute berk. I saw this thing online where once you're of a certain age, which I am, rather than doing anything that's too strenuous, you can do exercise while sat in your chair. I thought, that sounds like my sort of exercise. Started doing it. You know what? I don't know if it's working or not, but it's not doing any harm. And it effectively involves my left elbow reaching my right knee, and then my right elbow reaching my left knee, which is actually surprisingly difficult for me. It's a big wobbly tummy in the way. That's the problem. Anyway, that's that. Right, let's get on with another song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and this Saturday, I might have two gigs I didn't know about. Very excited.
No, there you go.
Right. So, a band that last night we played them, I told you, were called Eki Shanak, are in fact pronounced Eki Shanak, right? Eki Shanak, right? And we played a song of theirs, I think, before Christmas, and I said, look, I don't know what this is. I don't get it. It's weird as toast, but see what you think. Anyway, they have a new album out, and one of the tracks on it is a song we're about to play, and guess what? I don't know what it is. It's really weird. And it's the song is about a space alien from the future finding out about the internet. And you will hear a couple of times in this song, you just hear, what the fuck's the internet? They are New York arch rock weirdos, Tony. But what is Ekashenak's Bandcamp page?
Ekashenak.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. E-C-C-E, okay. E-C-C-E, and then Shenak, S-H-N-A-K, Ekashenak. .bandcamp.com. Tony, 6 point instead of 1. This is Internet.
There are simple things about complex things. Say what's your tenderest memory. It's yourself. Take a picture of yourself. Is the internet? The internet. The internet. The internet. For the vast majority of human history, there was no internet. No internet. What the fuck is the sweet set? A useless piece of rot. The memory is organic, so I forgot it's in my lone drone. Catacomb, cerebellum.
Red Bull!
Sunset, disappeared like the ocelot. Usurped by superior robots. Yoshimi, all your power was all of it or not. But it would have been a monster, but we got the mighty lato. Baby, more him on Vasquez Rubio.
Without you, nothing less. You put the effort in hand, and please, man, take your medicine.
For 10,000 hours with your body and your mind. I was going to put the effort in, but I was too busy making love to the internet. The internet. The internet. The internet.
For the vast majority of human history,
there was no internet. No internet. Second verse is different. I feel the birth of the messenger pigeon. Long time ago I was very but a child. Fly did he fast and then thought a lead in. His merriment would be reviled. Not a feather, not a feather from the nasty manner. What a pity life would be so shitty as to reap a thousand to the ground. And now, without a sound, the hours is fly. Sad as it seems, it will be futile. For two people, you're in it, but you can go to hell with me. Softly by yourselves. And then the messenger pigeon's like, what the fuck is the internet? The internet. The internet. The internet. For the vast majority of human history, there was no internet.
You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ekashenak and the rather marvellous, if incredibly weird, internet. Do you have a twat?
I do.
Let's hear that thing then.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a
twat. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know the twat's name. where they're from, a reason for the nomination, or perhaps even thanks, every track is one or two. Lemonade Twats, Steve's been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Steve.
Then he says, hey, Tolo, Tony. Donald Trump Jr.'s recent visit to Greenland has sparked controversy after allegations surfaced that his team paid homeless and economically vulnerable individuals to pose as supporters during public appearances. Danish broadcaster DR reports that Trump Jr.'s team allegedly offered disenfranchised individuals free luxury hotel accommodations and expensive meals in exchange for participating in events and appearing or supportive of Trump-related initiatives. The goal reportedly was to create an image of widespread local grassroots support for the Trump family's ongoing interest in Greenland. So as his father looks for his countries to annex in his bid to take over the Western Hemisphere, Donald Trump Jr. is a twat for buying poor Greenlanders to pose in his social media posts as supporters of President-elect Trump.
Well, to be fair, it's a twatty thing to do, but I'd have signed up.
it's giving people money. Do you know?
If I was a poor and disenfranchised Greenlander and someone off, I mean, I don't know what the best hotels are on Greenland. I don't imagine they're spectacular. But they offered me a couple of nights in a hotel in exchange for showing up and pretending I like someone. Mate, I could be bought.
I could completely be bought.
We just stood at the front with Go Trump placards.
Yep. I'd be selling advertising space on my forehead. Don't care.
What do we want? Taking over. When do we want it? Now. But yeah, it's a try thing to do.
It's a try thing to do. Enough. So, for buying poor Greenlanders to pose for his social media post, Donald Trump Jr. from New York, possibly?
New York City!
Is a twat.
Sorry, I forgot to say that. Let's hear this again.
Dirties indeed.
One last track this week. I may have mentioned in previous weeks that at the start of February I will be going to Lisbon in Portugal for the week. Very excited about it, and to lead up to it I thought I'd feature some Portuguese bands before I go, and arguably the best punk band to ever come out of Portugal is The Parkinsons. Number of lineup changes. When we saw them, they had Victor Torpedo singing, and on drums, one Eric Baconstrip at the Town Mill in Mansfield, and they were brilliant. I remember Kev Boot, who was the bloke who ran the mill, saying, "Oh, quality, quality." You know, like quality. Oh, quality, quality. Right. They are absolute quality. They're gigging again. Very excited about that. A few years back, a documentary film was made about them, and it's a fantastic film, but actually it doesn't really go into detail, and honestly their Wikipedia page is hilarious if you find out some of the things these hoopy fruits got up to in the past. Check out the documentary if you get the chance to see it. There is a Facebook page for them. What is the Facebook page of The Parkinsons?
facebook.com/TheParkinsons.
facebook.com/official of The Parkinsons. Point of view is that 2-6, a thrashing. Nevertheless, this is The Parkinsons and the title track from what is arguably the best album, Reason to Resist.
Resist. down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was The Parkinsons and Reason to Resist. A great track by a great band. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to the show, Tom.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the homepage, do check it out. You can find us online, various stations like padunkradio.com, radioand.sc, radiofolksin.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify
app in the podcast section. Also Amazon, Amazon Music in their podcast thing. And if you get yourself one of Alexa devices, why don't you get the skill for Alexa? Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download the Punky Radio app. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that for many years now. Do check out. Let us know if you do check it out. And if it breaks it, let's hope we can brick your Alexa for 2025.
And happy birthday to Alexa as well. Not the one you're thinking of.
Nope.
I may have two devastating pieces of news next week. Ooh. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns, yeah. Shame on you.